I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Eating healthy foods, staying active, and gaining the right amount of weight during pregnancy can help keep both mother and baby healthy. To talk about healthy eating and essential nutrition during pregnancy is Dr. Angela Choi. She's an assistant professor and obstetrician and gynecologist at MUSC Women's Health. Dr. Choi, what are the essentials of good nutrition or a healthy diet during pregnancy?
During pregnancy, moms require 200 to 300 extra calories a day. The basic principles of healthy eating remain the same, where you want to have a diet that consists of lean proteins, low-fat dairy, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. In pregnancy, we focus on ensuring adequate protein, and a good rule of thumb is to take your pre-pregnancy body weight in pounds and divide by two. So a 150-pound woman would require 75 grams of protein daily in pregnancy. It's also essential to ensure that your diet includes folic acid, iron to help the body replete red blood cells, and the other micro and macronutrients essential to a healthy pregnancy.
And women are going to be taking a prenatal vitamin as well during pregnancy?
Yes. Ideally, your nutrients come from a well-rounded diet, but vitamins should supplement a healthy diet.
Some women experience morning sickness during pregnancy. How can they ensure that they're eating an adequate diet during those sort of rocky times?
Morning sickness is so common in pregnancy, and it can be a challenge, especially for those with extreme nausea and vomiting. Those women often do better with small, frequent meals and avoiding becoming overfull. And women often try some more natural remedies to alleviate their nausea, things like ginger, and that is fine. The important thing is to stay hydrated. There are women who have such severe cases of morning sickness that they need to discuss with their doctor various medications so that they can stay hydrated and maintain weight and a healthy diet in pregnancy.
And any foods, drinks, lifestyle things to avoid for a healthy pregnancy?
That's a great question, as many women are, of course, concerned about fetal health, and we want to be very careful about what we put into our bodies during pregnancy. The more obvious things to avoid are smoking, drugs, and alcohol. Your doctor also needs to review any medications, even if they're over-the-counter medications, to make sure that they do not pose a risk to mother or baby. Caffeine is a topic that many women have interest in. And there have been a lot of studies that show a moderate amount of caffeine consumption, which is defined as 200 milligrams of caffeine, do not have a negative effect on the baby or the pregnancy. So we recommend that women limit their caffeine consumption to one 12-ounce cup of coffee per day. The other thing that many women have heard about is the avoidance of deli meat. And the concern with deli meat and unpasteurized dairy products is an infection called listeria, which can be very harmful to the baby. So we recommend that women avoid cold cuts, deli meats, and unpasteurized milk and cheese. If you are going to consume deli meats, the recommendation is to make sure that that is heated to 165 degrees.
Dr. Choi, thanks for providing this information about healthy nutrition during pregnancy.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.